So I guess the big picture is if we get that one working, and I get, and we get permission to get on that site for CalPERS, we could, in the near future, have 3 repeaters, plus the APRS that's already there, a total of 4 repeaters at that site, all covering the borough and pretty much the entire Moshannon Valley. So you'd have GMRS, which enables, that empowers people to communicate for themselves, basically, not needing a ham to do your communicating for you. And then having the 6-4 eventually tied to the 4-3. The APRS that's there, if we don't need the antenna and feed line, we just, I guess, leave it alone. But if we do need them, we might want to think about using them for the 6-4. That's to be determined, I guess.
APRS.
But we're gonna, I guess we're going to need to come up with some antennas.
Well, we take away the one for the APRS because it could just be moved anywhere. I mean, it's just a rebroadcast station.
Yeah.
You can just buy a $15 SWR, a dongle, plug in, and that's Chicago radio.
Yeah.
So
I could spring for an Omni for the GMRS. They're running like $220 plus shipping.
Well, the club also has the old 6-4 antenna, which is an IQTH, which is a diamond.
I need something tuned to about 460.
It's a 14 or 12 foot. Massive.
Yeah, it's pretty big. Yeah,
but
it's still one solid piece in my basement right now.
But I think we get to the point where we have funds for, we can have a GMRS repeater fund and an amateur repeater fund. I think that'll help with like getting battery backup on those things like that